The big deal about the five different ways of feeling for others is about celebrating our own unique strengths and natural talents. When we focus on and come from our strengths rather than trying to copy someone that we admire, only then can we use our own feel as a guide to inner peace and happiness too. When it's our own feel, we can use it as guidance to whatever we want. So, let me describe these five feels and see which ones resonate with you, which ones make up part of your unique feel. First of all, we have the heart feel. People with a strong and natural heart feeling balance have a natural ability to see what is really going on behind a problem or behavior. They automatically look for what's going on without blame or judgment and without making the horse or the person wrong. The gentleness and sensitivity of this way of experiencing feel and connection with a horse or human is particularly lovely to watch in action. Even dangerous horses will usually respond to these people very quickly. Because this gentleness and sometimes extreme sensitivity to others are not routinely celebrated in our scientifically based society, these people can be left feeling that they are not enough. In fact, feeling not enough is a common experience when we're not working from our own strengths and our own unique feel. I have such admiration for people with this feel because this kind of automatic non-judgment was not my natural talent. I fostered it gently by focusing on my own unique feel and just deciding that I wanted to notice what was really going on behind any problem or bad behavior that I came across. Deciding to notice is a very powerful thing to do, so my gentleness has been gradually increasing over time until it's there most of the time now. Then we have physical feel. People with strong physical feel, when it's in balance, have the ability to kinesthetically feel the harmony or not between themselves and the horse. They tend to be able to physically feel the horse's braces and resistances with their own body. These people tend to be athletic and well coordinated when they're young, but later in life can be overwhelmed with aches and pains and discomfort and wonder where all that feeling good stuff went. By the way, folks, most of that's changeable. We've already talked about how we experience our connection to our horse in the third and fourth keys to happiness, and you've had an experience of that with your approach the horse and halter them lesson. People with strong physical feel tend to feel their horse's aches and pains in their connection with them, so they can use the knowledge of what they physically feel in their own body as a guidance for how to help their horse. In our programs, we help people use their physical feel for its best results, being able to delicately and precisely communicate with the horse with the whole of their body through effortlessly powerful posture. Effortlessly powerful posture is the key to using our physical connection. Then we have energetic feel. To get an idea of how energetic feel works with horses, think of the way that a school of fish move together in absolute harmony, fast or slow, whoosh, they all just turn in the same direction at exactly the same time. It seems that they do that with one mind. Using energetic feel ultimately brings that same ability to flow together, horse and rider together as one in a beautiful harmony. The great riding master teachers are describing energetic feel when they talk about the circuit of energy or the circuit of power between horse and rider. Energetic feel gives you another tool to use to flow you and your horse into the oneness, that amazing artistry of togetherness. Energetic feel can be difficult to describe to those who do not experience it routinely. Narelle, who is one of our staff here and strong in energetic feel, says, "Who on earth would believe it possible that our atmosphere was full of sound and pictures if they didn't have a radio or a television or a phone to turn on? You prove the existence of those frequencies by tuning in and receiving those images and sound so that you can actually see them and hear them. Those frequencies are still there even though we can't see them or hear them with our ears unless the machine is turned on." People too can have a natural talent to pick up different frequencies like a radio and television can. They can feel energetic blockages and resistances and feel the free flow of energy when all is well, just like the flow of the fish. Then we have mental feel. Mental feel, amongst other things, is your problem-solving ability. This is one of my strengths. Most people with good mental feel enjoy the more intellectual problem-solving approach. You will often find us taking notes at clinics and really enjoying lecture-type presentations. When we have a natural talent in mental feel but haven't been taught to use it like the gift that it is, we can just about worry ourselves into an early grave. That's just mental feel in overwhelm. I learned young how to shut my mind up by reading myself to sleep, otherwise I doubt that I would have slept much at all. And in my healing work, I've met a lot of people who had trouble sleeping from their minds running at 100 miles an hour. That's just mental feel in overwhelm. Mental feel is a wonderful, natural problem-solving ability when we know how to use it. When we learn how to listen to it instead of trying to shut it up, the mind quietens down so easily, and then the ideas and thoughts for solving a problem flow easily and usefully and often with great joyfulness. Believe it or not, for those worriers amongst you, the answer to every problem that we worry about is already in our lives. Worrying becomes a thing of the past when we learn how to find that answer easily, and learning to be gentle on ourselves becomes so much easier when we learn to use this feel for the gift that it is. Then we have emotional feel. We all experience emotions, but those of us who have a strong natural talent in emotional feel can be more easily overwhelmed by the force of our emotions, especially when we haven't learned to use that sensitivity as the gift that it is. Horses are excellent emotional communicators, and just one of the plus sides of having a good emotional feel, and there are many, is that I can, amongst other things, very easily these days, use that feel to help people and horses get to the place where they feel safe. And feeling safe is fundamental to a horse's well-being. Horses and humans both, our emotional well-being is an absolutely fundamental foundation for physical well-being. You will not have physical well-being for either horse or human for too long. Indeed, you cannot have long-term physical well-being unless you have emotional well-being. So, have you recognized any of your innate natural talents yet? Don't get tangled up into trying to define yourself. Just notice each element of these feels as they arise in your journey. Does this description of the feels help you recognize more of what could be going on in your own body with your own unique experience of connection with your horse? Recognizing and working from your strengths rather than trying to copy someone else's way of feeling is very satisfying to the soul, and it's a very useful guide to inner peace and happiness.